Welcome to the Hockey Strength Podcast, the official podcast of the world's best resource for hockey strength and conditioning information. HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 41 of the Hockey Strength Podcast, the official podcast of HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, the only resource you'll ever need for training hockey players. Today on episode 41, we're going to be talking to Anthony Morando. Anthony is the performance manager at All True Sports Advantage, powered by Exos. We're going to be talking to him about relationships with Exos and how Exos is helping out hockey players all over the world. Before we get on the phone with Coach Morando, just to update you on a few new things at HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com. We've got a couple of great new articles and videos, including the pin press video by Daryl Nelson, Four Pillars of a Hockey Player, Anthony Morando. So a lot of what we talk about today is going to be based on that article. Also, if you missed our last podcast, we talked reconditioning and versus rehab with Bill Knowles, and we've got a great article by Steve Nightingale in the UK and Adam Douglas of Hockey Canada. Are you a Ferrari with a 1-liter engine? We talk about energy system development there. So lots of new stuff to check out. Make sure you check in. That is our members-only content. If you are new to HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, you can join us for just $1 for the first 7 days. If you like what you see, you can stay with us for just $14.95 a month, or you can invest for the year at just $149 and save yourself 2 months of membership at the monthly rate. But that would be a great investment for the year. We're always putting up new stuff. We've got videos, articles, podcasts, programs, you name it, we've got it on the site. It's all going to go towards helping you improve the performance of your hockey players. The podcasts, of course, are free. We'll keep those coming. We try to get them out about every 2 weeks. So hopefully we'll have something new and different for you to check out about twice a month there. If you have any suggestions, we're always open to new topics, new speakers. So if you know something that's going on that we should know about, please let us know. Again, my email is hockeystrengthpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you're thinking, and hopefully we can hook something up and get some information to you that way. All right, that's enough about the site. Let's get into our conversation with Coach Anthony Morando. All right, hey everybody, welcome to episode 41 of the Hockey Strength Podcast. With me today, we have Anthony Morando. Anthony is the performance manager at All True Sports Advantage, powered by Exos, formerly of Boston University. Now he's out in Grand Forks, North Dakota, with a facility there and working with Exos on the Exos platform. So, Anthony, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me, Brian. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to hear. I know, Exos is not a company that's really known to work with hockey players, and obviously they're doing great things in a lot of basically in athletics overall. But most of the time, when you hear Exos, you're thinking football or Olympic sports, Olympic athletes, that kind of thing. So, tell us how you got going with Exos and how you ended up there in Grand Forks.
Yeah, absolutely. For starters, my wife is from Grand Forks. My wife, we got married in May, so it's a funny story. I came out here on a hockey trip about, I guess, more than 3 years ago now, and BU played North Dakota, and we met in passing, and then we reconnected again in Massachusetts, and now we're married.
Wow.
So I married a Grand Forks, North Dakota girl, and it's been great. And in addition to that, my sister-in-law now, Jocelyn Lambrew Davidson, she was already on the ground here in North Dakota working just at a small sports performance facility, just actually right across the street from where we're at right now. And, it was definitely different. I think All True, the health system that we are combined with when it comes to Exos, that the health system, I think they felt they needed a little bit more when it came to human performance. And so Jocelyn and the team at All True seeked out Exos. And then I was lucky enough to be involved in that conversation. And one day got a random call and talked to a few higher ups at Exos. And it's been smooth sailing since.
Nice. So, with the platform there, so you're powered by Exos, right? What exactly does that mean? That means that you receive their coaching education. Do they have a business platform that you're running off of? How does that work?
Correct. Ethics and systems. As an Exos employee, we're here to to make sure that we serve the all true health system to the optimal capacity. So I guess, you know, remain true to athletes, and not only athletes, but clientele as well. So when I say that, we are working in a health system. The facility is legitimately in a hospital, and it's a 5,400 square foot facility that most people would think it's strictly just sports performance, Brian, but we also have 62 plus adult clients in our facility as well. We have people who have disabilities that are working out. We have ACL groups for unfortunate events such as a torn ACL that are grouped together that are working out. So it's definitely a bunch of different entities under one roof. And when it comes to Exos, yes, we're educated on a consistent basis through, again, the systematic approach that Exos provides, which is mindset, nutrition, movement, and recovery. And as Exos employees serving that all true health system, we remain true to the clientele, remain true to the mission, and, you know, remain true just to all training techniques, methods, and the nutritional supplementation that's safe and ethical.
Got it. So what is your the bulk of your business, or the bulk of your athletes? Are they coming in? I know you work with quite a few of the North Dakota teams, not the men's team, but you do work with the women's team.
Correct.
So who else is coming there to work with you?
So as of right now, today, we have a contract with the University of North Dakota women's ice hockey team, and the head strength coach of that is Jocelyn Lambert Davidson. Every now and then, if she needs some type of assistance, whether she's traveling for her hockey responsibilities or not, I'll definitely come in and backfill the position just to help out. In addition to that, we have another great contract with something called the Hockey Academy. So the Hockey Academy and UND women's ice hockey both occur at the Ralph Engelstad Arena. So we actually use their weight room for all off-ice training. And those are stuff they call TSAs, or team service agreements.
Right.
So we provide them with, you know, what's their needs analysis first, and in addition to that, what are their wants. And we provide them with our system. And it goes back to, we evaluate these kids, we program for these kids, we try to optimize their success through nutrition. We optimize their success through that positive mindset, that movement, and that recovery, through those four pillars that Exos teaches us. And in addition to those, Brian, those are two hockey entities. We have youth hockey groups that come in and out. We have football players that come in and out, volleyball players that come in and out. And in addition to that, like I said, a lot of adult clientele as well. So I'd say the majority of the bulk, Brian, would be, yeah, it would be hockey. We are in a we're a mini hub for hockey, and I'm from outside of Boston. I would like to say that Boston is the hub for hockey, but this is very close as well.
I would say Detroit is a hub for hockey also.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, touche.
So all that aside, I think there's something kind of interesting going on here that it's kind of scares the shit out of me as a business owner, and that is that you see these big health systems now getting into the performance side of things, and the resources are through the roof, and in terms of not only a team, in terms of physical therapists, athletic trainers, have any kind of specialists at your service there. You also, I mean, there's also financial, the big financial budgets that maybe a small business can't afford to do. Tell us a little bit about, I don't know if you, are you involved with, like, I guess that part of the business? We see that a lot, especially around here. We have big health health communities that are starting performance training centers, and what's the benefit to that?
Yeah, you know, it is really interesting. When I came to North Dakota, and I'm not going around the question, I'm just going to try to answer it as fully as possible. When I came to North Dakota, I had gray or black slacks on with a button-down shirt for the first 3 months. I might have been training people at night, maybe a couple doctors, but definitely trying to lay some type of ground game and building the relationships first that I needed to build to integrate into our facility when it was ready. The first 3 months that I was here, May, June, and July, the facility was still under construction. I had a hard hat on for 2 to 3 months, and going over the business plans is definitely different for me. And it was just really seeing, okay, you know, this is what Exos provides. This is what AllTrue pays and vice versa. And I definitely can't get into all of those logistics with mm-hmm. cost and whatnot, but I can definitely say that, Exos supports AllTrue. AllTrue, is a client of Exos. And, you know, I guess when you're helping clientele, you want to help them achieve their goals with passion and priority. It's the same exact thing, just on a larger scale. The very interesting part of this whole entire situation is that we're located not only in a hospital, but we're also located across from another gym. And that other gym is very similar to a Bally's or an LA Fitness, something along those lines. So it's definitely different because we always have to answer the questions, well, why is this different than a regular gym?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why is this gym different? And I guess the number one thing I really say to people, Brian, is, you know, this isn't a gym. This is a performance center, you know, and I have to explain that difference several times on a frequent basis. And, you know, you get a lot more comfortable when you say it over and over and over. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a business. It's a performance center. And it can help any person from any road of life achieve their goals. And, you know, since we're talking on the Hockey Strength podcast, it can definitely help the hockey player achieve their goals. It just depends on what the goals are.
Yeah, I think with the kind of bloom in the number of training-centric gyms like you and I have, I think it's really important to know what makes you different. I mean, that's sort of like a basic business principle is what makes you different. And I think even if, you know, if somebody's listening right now who doesn't have their own facility and they're just working within a facility, I mean, it's important to brand yourself as well. It's important to know what makes you different, because someday you may be out there by yourself and starting your own place. So it's important to know what makes you different. So that's great. You should have that down, Anthony. You should have that that what makes you different speech down. And it's good that you get to share it a lot. So that's good practice for you.
And you know, Brian, you know, we talked a few weeks ago at the NSCA, and I think my whole entire message to everybody that I meet is, hey, look, I'm no rocket scientist by any means. The people around me might be, for sure. There's a lot of people in the strength and conditioning field that might be. It's definitely possible. But I know that being a part of Exos, we just do things, simple things, savagely well. And you can't go wrong with that. You just simply can't go wrong with that. And if you preach that, if you're passionate about that, and then you act on it, and your actions speak louder than your words, then you have a hell of a business product.
Yeah. Going back to the Exos thing, I guess it kind of left that a little bit open-ended. Do you go through, you know, what might be the educational side of their internship program or their staff intake program? How does that, I guess you're paid by AllTrue, but you're contracted by Exos. Is that true?
Hey, it's kind of both, I guess. AllTrue pays Exos.
I see. Yeah.
There are four Exos employees in our facility. Myself, we have one other performance specialist. His name is Paul Eubank. And then we have a dietitian as well as a performance consultant. So we are Exos employees. And then my wife and my sister-in-law, they're actually AllTrue employees.
Okay.
So, it definitely takes a visit or two to actually see how it came to fruition and how it consistently goes well. But, you know, when it comes to the education for Exos, myself and our performance specialist, we had an onboarding week in Arizona. And that's Exos, is formerly known as Athletes Performance. That's their headquarters. So we spent a week out there going over the systematic approach, learning, working out, you know, getting the sense and feel of what these, you know, what these exercises are, and, you know, how do we hydrate? What's the nutrition process through Exos? Just, again, the simple things that are done savagely well. We got to practically experience those. It was also gorgeous out. So it was definitely a cool trip, but definitely bring it back to Grand Forks and you install it and you make it work well.
Yeah, I think, you know, you definitely have a big looming force behind you there with Exos, behind you on the education side and on the training side. So, and I imagine, you know, those simple things are things that you utilize when you're at BU, but it never hurts to brush up on those. I know your presentation out in Colorado Springs was basically kind of a review of the basics, but it's just about coaching them really, really well. I know I picked up a couple cues that, you know, I haven't used for a while or that I didn't know before. So there's always stuff to learn. There's always something to learn about the basics.
Yeah, there definitely always is. And I think we're in a day and age now where, you know, people might forget about them a little bit. Oh, and that's not just only strength conditioning coaches and trainers or whatnot. That's just people in general. They just want to go to the seventh progression and skip the first three. And, you know, that's how you hurt yourself. That's how you get in trouble. So.
Yeah, on that, we know that Exos is big on the four pillars, right? So you were kind enough to put an article together for us. We'll get it up on the site as this goes live, the four pillars for the ice hockey player. So take us through it. It's a little bit, you know, you talk about movement skills, strength, mindset, and recovery, basically mimicking the four pillars of the Exos athlete. Tell us a little bit about those. Again, I don't think it's anything that is going to be super new, but, you know, when you do these things so well, they're really, really effective. Talk about movement skills, strength, mindset, and recovery.
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. You know, we're here to, you know, in this situation, we're here to upgrade the hockey player. And, you know, relative to this podcast, that's what we're doing. If we're outside of this podcast, outside of the hockey world, we're here to upgrade lives. Obviously, Mark Versagan says that a lot. And when you hear it over and over and over, you know, you become accustomed to it. And our first pillar of mindset, it's about walking into a situation or working toward a goal, just with that full understanding or what it requires and how to accomplish it. And you can have somebody who's only 120 pounds soaking wet, and maybe they're entering a high school stage of hockey, and they need to gain weight, but maybe they feel a little self-conscious because they might be the smallest kid in the room. I know I'm definitely used to being the smallest kid in the room, and anybody who listens to this podcast, they know how big I am. Not a big person. but, you know, you just need people to understand, hey, look, you know, let's go over your goals. Let's just try to seek to understand exactly where do you want to go, and this is what it's going to take to get there. This is what we need to do. So definitely getting people in the right frame of mind and letting them know, hey, it's okay where you're at right now. You know, and we can use a million analogies, right? We can say Rome wasn't built in a day. Nobody, you know, nobody ever takes the extra mile, whatever. It's just, this is what we have to do. This is the system that we have to follow. And first and foremost, we have to master the core fundamentals. And I feel like when we have that conversation with people, no matter what athlete it is, I had a pro guy in here today who is going into one of the top leagues in the world, and he simply needs to cut a little bit of body fat. And we have that conversation, and he knows it's coming from a place of love. It's not coming from a place of, hey, I'm the strength coach and you're the athlete and, you know, this is how you look. No, it's like, you know, you gained too much weight. I got to get you in the right frame of mind to go on a Versa climber for the next 15 minutes and shed some calories before you work out. Okay, so there's transparency. Everybody has a full understanding, and we're in the right frame of mind. The second pillar, Brian, would be nutrition. And when it comes to nutrition, we are very, very fortunate to have a dietitian on staff. A lot of people can't say that. And again, because we're powered by Exos, we have that octave. And our dietitian, in addition to our staff, because we always back up what she says, we let the people know, in this case, the hockey player, that food, it's fuel for the body and the brain. And fueling cuts through the latest diet at marketing hype. And you and I both know there's so many diets out there. There's so many things that are just simply unrealistic for people, and they're just so bad for people. And there's a lot of false information out there. So we're just trying to teach people how to consume what fuels the body the best. And chances are it's everything from its natural source. And, you know, I'm not going to go into a nutrition talk, obviously, but just especially teaching the basics with nutrition. You know, if something is, you know, if we're heating the carbohydrate, potatoes, rice, you know, not Lucky Charms, not Pop-Tarts, not something on the back of a box with 80,000 ingredients that you can't pronounce. So following along, the next pillar would be movement. And when it comes to movement, Movement can refer to incidental and structured movement, right? And both are essential for health. Both are essential for weight management, performance, and vitality. And, you know, we can hit a great cook on this, and we can take a bunch of quotes, move well, move often. We can hit the FMS. We can go back to a lot of dialogue since the early 2000s, but then you and I can just say, hey, look, if you can't move well, then why are we going to load that movement? And we have to make sure that we perfect basic movements first before we speed anything up or before we add any type of external load to it, because if we don't move well, if we have dysfunctional patterns, we could run into more asymmetries, more dysfunctional patterns in the future, which can definitely lead to injury. So we have to be the assessors of that and have some type of eval process, have some type of, you know, I guess, prescriptive type of exercise or just an end goal and move forward from there. And then our fourth pillar would be recovery. And the more work you put in, the more you have to rest. And when it comes to recovery, the mind and the body, they repair. They have to repair. And they have to recharge. And they have to upgrade during rest. And Brian, you probably work long hours just like everybody else in this field. You need sleep. You need to sleep 7 to 9 hours. You need to find some type of outlet where maybe you read, maybe you watch a funny TV show, maybe you go for a walk, maybe you take a bath. I don't know what it is, but those all could be forms of recovery. And recovery strategies, they have to be employed throughout each day, throughout each week, month, and year. And those are our four pillars, Brian. And, you know, when it comes to those four pillars, those all can relate to not only you and I, but they can relate to hockey players as well. Hockey players, person.
Is this stuff that you would maybe mention, you know, one little fact or one little thing at the end of a workout, or do you actually take your athletes through what might be like a classroom or a seminar series with this kind of stuff?
We definitely do. We do take our athletes through classroom sessions. I guess the most frequent classroom session with a non-request would be our nutrition strategies presentation. So within each team service agreement or each, whether it's a universal high school group or a universal youth group or an adult group, they each get a personalized nutrition strategical approach presentation that can benefit their everyday need. So with our hockey teams right now, we've already had most of them up to starters for the start of our summer, but our dietitian does a great job. We have guys who need to lean out a little bit and then guys who need to bulk up. So we'll have this presentation and there'll be 50-something hockey players in it, and she'll be individualizing on the fly during the presentation who needs what, and then a handout is given after. And those presentations can range from about an hour to an hour and a half. To answer the question, a performance overview is also offered as well. We have teams that would like to know more. And I think it's great to explain to parents, especially around North Dakota now, because every kid could possibly be Wayne Gretzky. And you know, that's not going out of context, especially with everybody that looks at this website, because you know, I think sometimes people have unrealistic goals and they have to focus on the more realistic. And when we give a performance overview for parents, we have a great, great piece of transparency after that, because now parents know, oh, okay, I have to create more. My kid has to have more force production. They need to lift weights because that's going to assist in their agility process. That's going to assist in their running process. That's going to keep them healthier when they're on their skates X amount of months through the year, opposed to skate. And I think a performance overview, when we do have that with the parents, which we've done 3 times already prior to the summer, Brian, I think it's been great because now the moms and the dads understand, oh, okay, this is why they need to do maybe a pull-up, or this is why my son should do more pulling than pushing because of the internal rotation that is so common for a hockey player, and on and on and on.
Yeah, man, that's kind of what I found too, is that education of the athlete and education of the parents, they're the ones bringing the kids in for the most part. You and I work with a lot of young athletes, you know, 12, 14, 15 years old before they can drive. So education of the parents has been huge for us too. Number one, you're the resource. You're the expert, you know, who's sharing something new with a lot of these parents. And it's like, oh, it's not like it was when I used to train. You know, most of the offending parents are former athletes who trained in a certain way and think that, you know, it's kind of still that way. But if you can share information, you automatically become a go-to for a lot of these families. So that's been huge for us as well.
And that's great to hear. You know, I like to think that most of us in the strength and conditioning field, I think we're cut from a very similar cloth. You've had definitely great athletic success for sure, Brian. And you know, we've all played a sport, we've all had that passion, and we've all wanted to somewhat better ourselves in one way or another. We just happen to be able to do it with athletes now. And there's probably a lot of good nostalgia when you're working with those kids. And when it comes to the collegiate kids that are in here now, as well as the professional, you know, it just doesn't go away. They need to be educated too. They have to understand that, hey, look, you know, maybe we're not going to go heavy chains and bands because it looks cool. Maybe I'm just going to teach you how to do a proper kettlebell swing to get your hips extended because you're stuck in flexion. Maybe I'm gonna just give you some mini band walks and maybe give you a regen day today because heart rate keeps spiking up and there's no way that you're recovering today because maybe you're a little overtrained from the week because you skated too much. Just those commonalities that we find every single day, you know, and comparing and contrasting what we see in the kids versus the older athletes.
Right on. All right. Well, I think we got it here. I really appreciate you taking time. I know you're heading out on a little vacation here next or tomorrow, actually. So we appreciate you squeezing us in and taking some time out of your day there. I know you're probably busy. People getting their last workouts in before the holiday starts here.
Yeah, holiday weekend. This holiday week is actually my honeymoon, so looking forward to it.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right. Well, you enjoy that, and thanks again, and we'll look forward to hearing more from you about on the site.
All right, Brian. Take care.
All right, that's going to wrap up episode 41 of the Hockey Strength Podcast. Thanks to Anthony Morando for joining us. Again, it's the generosity of all these great coaches to take time to talk with us that helps us produce this great content and produce it free for you guys. If you'd like to support the site, we'd love to have you as a member. The more members we have, the more time we can put into producing these podcasts and getting extra things going like the Great Lakes Clinic. So the more membership support we have, the better. So do us a favor, join us on the site, check it out for a buck. If you like it, stick with us for $14.95 a month, or you can invest for the year at just $149. That's what keeps this going. Another way you can support us is by following us on Twitter and liking us on Facebook. We post a lot of links and articles on social media that don't make it on the site. So there's another great resource right there. You're helping us out, and hopefully we're helping you guys out in return. So be sure to check us out on social media on Twitter and Facebook. Thanks so much for joining us. My name is Brian Sippets. Until next time, be sure to train smart and check out HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, the world's best resource for training hockey players. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.